So it's pretty clear that whoever picked these readings today had the notion of forgiveness as central in their thought. So we talk about forgiveness, right, to say something sensible. Because on the face of it, forgiveness makes absolutely no sense at all. It's kind of irrational. Why? Because a person places a violent act against somebody else, lying or cowardice or some other form of violence. We human beings are infinitely ingenious in working up new forms. And it's there, it's in history. It stands there, it's immovable. You can't reverse time. You can't go back and say, no, this didn't really happen. It did happen. And forgiveness is, in a certain sense, an eradication of that moment. How does that work? Well, I think when people do violent stuff to us, or we do violent stuff to each other, in whatever form, we tend to identify the perpetrator with the act. So the perpetrator is there in history too, identified with that act, immobilized, frozen, if you will. You can't get beyond it because the act remains, its consequences remain. So what do we have to do? We have to make a very careful distinction between the act and the agent. No human agent is reducible to a single act, no matter how horrendous. And yet I believe in our memories, that's precisely what we do. We fix them in history, like a butterfly pinned to a board. They can't move. And that makes perfectly good sense, because the act is there, the consequences are there. What can you do? Unless you begin to see that the agent is more than the act. And so the act of forgiveness is what? Opening a future for that person and you. Giving them room to move forward in their lives. With me. In other words, it's an act of love. And until we do that, of course, we stay in this immobilized world of fixed memories which seem to be irremovable. But forgiveness is saying, no, you are not that act, and I do want to give you a future. I do want to open up relationships with you. I want to give you space that you can move beyond that act. And of course, it's clear that you can't forgive somebody who doesn't want to be forgiven. Forgiveness is a mutual thing. So what is our responsibility? As one of the saints put it, the readiness is all. It's like having a guest bedroom, and waiting for them to arrive and giving them that space and that time. Because it's not just space, it's time, it's the future that is crucial here. And finally, if you look at this thing that so my Heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive. What is meant by that? That God is this punitive figure that who has a memory that's absolutely immobile? No. If somebody does not want to be forgiven, what have they done? They simply box themselves into that moment of time. They want that self to perdure through time. They want that closure to the other to perdure through time. So God doesn't have to do anything except what God always does. God is just standing there loving. If you don't want to be loved, there you are. You're isolate. You're alone. You're external to history, if you will. So we have to be really careful, especially in these days of all the 9/11 memories, where vindictiveness and unforgiving attitudes are so ready to hand in the face of the monstrousness of the events of 10 years ago. And today, we have constantly to be responsible to open ourselves and our lives to the other. Always, always, always. Because that's what forgiveness is.